So tonight is the big five-state primary. You got Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, and did I say Pennsylvania? I think I did. Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland. Oh, man. I don't know. One other state. One other state. One other state. So Trump is up huge. Okay? Trump's up big. And you have Kasich and you have Cruz trying to create a different story. The story that they are together. And here's the thing. When you have two bad things and you put them together, you know what you get? A really big bad thing. Two bad things don't miraculously become something great. And you basically have Ted Cruz, who is 2.5, after tonight, 3 million votes behind Donald Trump, the front runner. And when you're talking about states that actually have human beings that vote, forget the states that don't vote. Forget the states that Cruz has won that he likes to brag about. We won in Wyoming. We won in Colorado. It's like, no, but nobody voted there. What? Nope. The delegates, they voted. There was a vote for the delegates, and the delegates voted for us, and that's it, and that's a vote, and that's right, democracy. Okay. If you take away those states, if you take away the states that Cruz likes to say, he won, I won, I won. If you take those states away, there's only a handful of states that Cruz has won where actual human beings stood in line and pulled a lever for him. And the biggest prize of them all, which was Ted Cruz's home state, he couldn't even win 50%. Couldn't even win 50%. More people voted against Ted Cruz than for Ted Cruz in his own home state. And that was the biggest tally of votes. If you look at Cruz's popular vote tally, the biggest tally was from Texas. That was his biggest tally. If you take Texas out of the mix, Cruz is close to 4 million votes behind. Right now, he's 2.6 million votes behind. If you take Texas out of the mix, he's 3.6, 3.7 million votes behind. So Cruz is a loser. And again, I'm not saying loser from the sense of, oh, look at that loser over there. I'm saying loser as far as popular votes, he's a loser. Delegates, he's a loser. And winning states where humans vote, he's a loser. So he is not good, okay? His brand is not good. His brand is not a winner. His team is not a winner. Okay, if you're judging it by a football team, baseball team, basketball team, he's not a winner. He's the Detroit Pistons. He lost. He lost. It was close, but at the end of the day, the Pistons got swept. Same thing. So you have this. Okay, so you have this one pile of gook. Okay, and it's not good. It's not good. And then on the other side, you have Kasich, who is 1 for something like 38, 39, 40. What is he? 1 for 42, 1 for 38. He's won one state, his home state. And just like Cruz, he didn't win it by 50%. He didn't win it by 50%. So where Cruz tries to make the argument, well, there was more people in the race, so the vote got split up. Okay, if you want to use that argument, fine, but still, more people voted against you than for you. On the Kasich side, there was only three people. So there was less of a vote to split up. And Kasich still couldn't win the majority in his home state. If he added Cruz and Trump together, they beat Kasich. So more people in Kasich's home state. More people in Kasich's home state voted against him. So if you take that, okay, if you take that, he's got one win. And then you take the fact that he's supposed to win Pennsylvania. And right now, if the polls hold up, he's going to get crushed in Pennsylvania. He's supposed to win Connecticut. That was the whole reason for him continuing. Remember, once we got out of the South, once we shifted gears, and people said, Governor Kasich, why are you staying in the race? He goes, because once we get to Ohio, and I win Ohio, shifts, and then we get into the states that are in my wheelhouse, they're my strength. You know, people haven't been paying attention to us. People haven't been giving us any credit. People are just starting to look at us. And they like what they see. Look, we won Ohio. We're up in Pennsylvania. We're up in Rhode Island. We're going to win these states. We're going to win these states. People like us. They've been writing us off, and look, here we are. We're still here. Yeah, okay. Well, anybody could have still been there, stupid. Everybody else just didn't want to look like you, you moron. They didn't want to look like a loser. They didn't want to be the pancake eater. They didn't want to be the guy that there's 20 different pictures stuffing his face with food. Blah, 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 blah. They didn't want to be that. They didn't want to be humiliated. They didn't want to be the guy that Trump said he doesn't want to be, which is someone that has no chance of winning, and they're basically dead man walking. Remember when Trump said, if there comes a point where I'm not winning, I'm not a sadomasochist, I'm not going to just stay in it to keep beating myself. Who the hell does that? Kasich does. So here you got Kasich, Mr. 1 for 38, Mr. 1 for 42. He's supposed to win Pennsylvania. He's supposed to win Connecticut. He's supposed to win the states that are next to Ohio. And guess what? He's losing them badly. So you got that gook. It's not good gook. It's a losing gook. Now, you take that gook called Kasich. You take that gook you call Cruz. And guess what? You meld them together. And you know what you get? A bigger pile of crappy, horrible gook. And that's what you got tonight. Kasich is going to get creamed. And Cruz is going to get creamed even more than Kasich. And we're going to come out of tonight. Trump's going to go up over 3 million votes on Cruz. 5-something million on Kasich. And all you're going to hear tomorrow is, we got Indiana. Indiana. You just lost 5 states. And if you add New York from last week, you lost 6 states. And now you're talking about Indiana. Now we're moving out west. Now we're moving out west and Trump has no shot. How does this narrative, how does this story just work itself into into our lives right now. And then let me ask you this. All you people that are out here in California and you're in Oregon and you're in Indiana, how do you – here's my question, and I'm going to end with this and bring in the beautiful Cat Z. After tonight, when Trump wins all five states, and he wins them big, and he wins them like New York, I guarantee you're going to see the election called. Remember New York? So the polls closed at, 9 o'clock, so it was 6 o'clock here. And at 6:01, I don't even think it was 6:01. I think it out here on the West Coast, it was like 30 seconds after polls closed, and the news went, "We are now ready to make the call. Donald Trump is the winner of the New York primary." And you're like, wow, 30 seconds. That's what it's going to be like tonight. Those polls are going to close, and Wolf Blitzer is going to sit at that board with that monotone voice, that monotone face, if there's such a thing as a monotone face. And he's going to go, "We can now call Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Trump, 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 Trump." That's what you're going to hear. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe all of a sudden Cruz and Kasich are going to win. We'll see tonight. But Indiana, who's voting next? California, Oregon. Let me ask you, after tonight, if the polls hold up and Trump wins Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and he wins them big. And don't forget, last week, he won New York. So you got six states. How do you then decide, you know what? Let's back the dog. Let's back this loser. Yeah. Let's throw our vote away to two people that have no chance. Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's go out and buy Cleveland Brown jerseys. Yeah. Yeah, sure. How do you do that? You have a chance to play on a winning team. How do you pick the losers? That's what I'd like to know. That's my question for you, Indiana. That's my question for you, California. That's my question for you, New Mexico. That's my question for you, Oregon. How do you now, if everything holds up tonight, how do you then go with losers? How? How do you do it? California. How do you go with losers? How do you do it? Huh? How do you do it? How do you go with losers? How do you go with someone that has no shot at winning? How? A pile of crap in your left hand, a pile of crap in your right hand. Put them together, it's still crap. You just got a bigger, giant mess.